services.
Oh, hi, Lucinda. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it.
Okay, well, I have the money right here. I was waiting to hear from y'all.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that I called you. So do you want to update the card to a different payment method then?
Well, I wanted to talk with you because exactly how many past due payments do I have? Just one?
Yeah, it's only the July 28th payment, so you only owe $129. And then what I could do to help you out and not have another payment on August 28th is I could, you know, collect that past due one from July, and then I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full all the way until September 14th.
That would be wonderful if you all could do that. But my concern is our businesses dropped like 50% this month alone. We don't have
okay.
Coming in.
So I think that's mostly relating to the payment issue because when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active on the account. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. So that will definitely affect your rankings because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day, right?
Before, like a free month or something like that because y'all were going to fix some issues and it seems like when y'all tell me you'll fix it, it don't get resolved.
So what we can do is once we get the payment up to speed is I can show you the dashboard, and it will show you even in the last month. Let me filter this out just for the last 30 days.
Google, and Google even said it dropped like 50%.
Who said that?
Google. When you look at Google on the chart, it just tells you it dropped 50% for the month.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm looking at it, and it's showing that even though...
I get a lot of
Even though, I mean, you haven't paid us since April 28th of this year, and we have put a couple of free months on here for you here and there, so even though there's been no payments made since April, even in the last 30 days, your company has been found on the first page.
Hey.
What was that, Lucinda? I'm sorry.
Was it May?
No, May was a service credit, so that was a free month. So you paid us in April. May was a service credit. June was a service credit, so those were two free months back to back. And then July is the payment that we're having trouble with. And now it's already, August 14th, and yeah, so, but I can, you know, like I said, in good faith, push that next one out 30 days once this is up to speed, and then I'll send the technicians a message that, you know, the account's active again, and then they can go in there and, you know, catch up on any algorithm updates that were missed, you know, from July 28th until now. Also, I don't know if you know this or not, Lucinda, but when an account goes into suspension, there's a big orange banner up at the top of your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through so that you call us. But some people say that if a client sees it, they think that the company's out of business or something, and then they call the next guy. So if you look at weareclimbingtothetop.com right now, you'll see that orange banner that I'm talking about, and that's been up there since July 28th. Yep. I think that could... It what?
I've seen that recently as well.
Yeah, so, but the good news is once we get the payment up to speed, that will be removed within one business day, and we're on the West Coast, so it's only 7:50 in the morning here right now, so I'm confident it'll even come down today.
Okay. Is there an 800 number that I make the payment to, or do I just give you the card number for this month?
Oh, you just give me the card number. I have your billing in front of me. Is it still the same billing address on Crow Ridge Road?
Yes, we're still on Crow Ridge Road.
Perfect. Okay, so that makes it easy. So, and then I can update it for you whenever you're ready, Lucinda.
Okay, 5113.
Okay.
1724 68.
Got it.
7682.
I'm sorry, the phone broke up a little bit. So was it? Well, let me just read the whole thing. It was 5113 1724, and then this is what the part I wasn't sure I heard. Is it 6862? And then 7682?
It's a lot of twos and eights. 6862 7682.
Oh, thank you for confirming that. That's what I had. So good. I'm happy. Okay. And then what is the expiration?
0528.
And the code?
776.
776. Okay. So I will get you all up to speed and push that next billing out to September 14th. And have you actually been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting in real time by chance?
I haven't had any chance to do anything. We've been out doing estimates and it hasn't been, you know.
Wow. Okay. I'll send you the login to your dashboard so that
Facebook ads out and they're calling from Facebook.
Oh, right now they're calling from Facebook?
Yes, because we placed our own ads on Facebook recently. It paid out of our pocket.
I see. That makes sense. Okay. Well, at least the Google listing is all up to speed, and I did give you that extra time on the back end. So I'll send you a fresh login to your dashboard. So if you have a chance, try to log on, and that way you can see the activity that you're getting in real time, okay?
Hey, I just got my receipt notification from Local Splash, so.
Yep, it went through. I got the green light. Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so glad that we talked again. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.